This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
American soccer fans, welcome to episode 131 of the USA Soccer Cast. We are bringing you everything about the U.S. national teams, the players, the leagues, and everything else that impacts the game of soccer in these United States. I'm Donald Wine. We are in an international window for the women, and the 2024 She Believes Cup begins this weekend in Atlanta. It's a different format this year than in years past. The previous format was a round-robin tournament with the United States and three other teams. Each team played each other over three match days in a week, with the winner on points and any necessary tiebreakers lifting the trophy. This year, the international window only allows for a maximum of two matches. So the She Believes Cup is now a mini tournament of four teams. There will be the semifinals this Saturday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, and then a third place match and final next Tuesday at Lower.com Field in Columbus. This is the ninth She Believes Cup. The U.S. has won six of the previous eight editions of the tournament, including the past 4 years. France and England are the other two teams to win this tournament previously. And just like the 2023 edition of the tournament, the U.S. will welcome Japan, Canada, and Brazil in for the tournament. On Saturday, the United States will face Japan in the first semifinal, with Canada facing Brazil in the second one. The winners of each match will face each other in the She Believes Cup final, while the losers will compete for third place. There are a lot of interesting dynamics for the United States. Once again, they have some great teams coming in, each of them in the top 10 in the recent FIFA World Rankings. In their second match, they will face Canada or Brazil for the second time in just about a month. The U.S. beat Canada in the W Gold Cup semifinals on penalties before defeating Brazil for the final to win the inaugural edition of that tournament. This is also the final window with interim head coach Twyla Kilgore in charge. She will remain on the staff, but in June, Emma Hayes arrived. So this is an important tournament, and the team will need to focus and bring their A game against Japan and definitely against Canada or Brazil. There are a few changes to the roster from the W Gold Cup, with some new faces, the return of some players from injuries, and unfortunately, a new injury to report. Let's look at the current roster. Our goalkeepers, Jane Campbell, Casey Murphy, and Alyssa Nayer. Defenders, we have Abby Dalkemper, Crystal Dunn, Tierna Davison, Emily Fox, Ava Gattino, Naomi Gurma, Casey Kruger, and Jenna Nyswanger. Midfielders, we have Corbin Albert, Sam Coffey, Lindsay Horan, Olivia Moultrie, Emily Sonnet, and Lily Johannes. We're going to talk about Corbin Albert a lot after the break. Forwards, Katerina Macario, Alex Morgan, Trinity Rodman, Jaden Shaw, Sophia Smith, and Mallory Swanson. The players who were on the W Gold Cup roster who were absent on this roster: Becky Sauerbrunn, Lynn Williams, Midge Purse, Rose Lavelle, and Mia Fischel. Of course, Mia Fischel tore her ACL on the eve of the first match at the W Gold Cup, and she was replaced on that roster by Alex Morgan. Rose Lavelle is also injured, which is why she's been left off this roster. And Midge Purse, unfortunately, announced the day after the roster came out that she had torn her ACL and will be out for the rest of the year for Gotham and the United States. So that's a huge blow because she had been really playing well for Club and Country so far in 2024, and we wish her a speedy recovery. We hope she's back in the fold and 100% as soon as she can. Becky Sauerbrunn and Lynn Williams are players who were on the Gold Cup roster who were not called in by coach's decision. Other players omitted from the roster is a who's who: Aubrey Kingsbury, Alana Cook, M.A. Vignola, Sophia Huerta, Kelly O'Hara, Savannah DeMello, Andy Sullivan, Ashley Sanchez, Ashley Hatch, and Alyssa Thompson. That's a national team roster in itself. So that tells you the competition is fierce out there for the 18 spots on the Olympic roster. And Twyla said the players who were left off of this roster aren't necessarily eliminated from consideration. Of course they would say that, but that just shows you that there's going to be some fan favorites left at home when the team goes to Paris this summer. Let's talk about some of the inclusions on this roster now. And we start with the return of Mal Swanson from that gruesome leg injury that she suffered last April on U.S. Women's National Team duty. It cost her a chance to play at the World Cup last summer, but she is back. She's trained with the Women's National Team last month before the start of the W Gold Cup, but she is on the roster officially again, and it feels great to have her back. Joining her in a return from a lengthy injury absence is Katerina Macario. Kat is back. It's good to have her back. She's been off the national team since 2022 when she tore her ACL, and it took almost 2 years for her to return from that. She recently came back to action by making her Chelsea debut as a sub, where she scored, because that's what she does. She already has a few goals for Chelsea, and her creativity is absolutely welcomed on this team. So again, really glad to have her back on the squad. There are a couple of youngsters coming up that are earning their first call-ups. First, Ava Gattino, the Michigan native who plays for Corbin Albert at PSG. They were also teammates at Notre Dame. She signed with PSG last month and earns her first call-up. She gets to try and work herself into the conversation for one of those coveted Olympic spots. And the other new call-up is Lily Johannes, who I'm very excited about seeing enter the fold. She's a Dutch-American dual national who plays for Ajax, 16 years old, and has been stellar for Ajax in her time on the field. She could be a force in the midfield for a very long time. But it's easy for people to not have high expectations that she could play herself into the Olympic roster. She has the opportunity, though, alongside the rest of this team, as we enter the She Believes Cup. Again, the U.S. versus Japan on Saturday in Atlanta, and then they will play either Canada or Brazil next Tuesday in Columbus. I will be in Atlanta, so hopefully I will see some of you there. Let's pause for a quick break. On the other side, we have to discuss all the controversy surrounding around Corbin Albert. We'll get into it next.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey everyone, are you looking for the latest gear for your U.S. national teams, Major League Soccer, the NWSL, or any other team in the world of soccer? The USA Soccercast has affiliate partnerships that are ready to help you out. Head to linktree.com/USA Soccercast, where we have links to Homage, Fanatics, the MLS Store, and Breaking Team. You can get the jersey, shirt, hat, or accessory you're looking for to support your team while also saving some money and helping this show in the process. Again, linktree.com/USA Soccercast. Click on the links and get your gear. And we thank you as always for your support of the show. We are back, and one of the main topics surrounding U.S. soccer as the U.S. women's national team gathers in Atlanta to prepare for She Believes is the controversy that has attached itself to midfielder Corbin Albert. Last week, it was discovered by some online that Albert had reposted some content on her social media accounts that were very anti-LGBTQ, homophobic and transphobic in nature, and during that process, a pattern was discovered in the type of content that she apparently agrees with. Included in that was also a post that Albert had liked that was a joke aimed at women's national team legend Megan Rapinoe. The post joked that God was responsible for Rapinoe tearing her Achilles in the NWSL final, which turned out to be her final game as a player. And a lot of the posts that she has liked or agreed with, apparently, were hate-filled and guised in the terms of faith. Well, word of that reached Rapinoe, and she produced a scathing response to it while not naming Albert in it. She was not happy with it, and for good reason, and I'm going to read her post in full. She says, quote, "For people who want to hide behind my beliefs, I would just ask one question. Are you making any type of space safer, more inclusive, more whole, any semblance of better, and bringing out the best out of anyone?" She wrote, "Because if you're not, all you believe in is hate, and kids are literally killing themselves because of this hate. Wake TF up. I think you know what TF is. Yours truly, number 15. She went on to add, "For all my trans homies enduring this horrific treatment day in and day out, I see you and hear you, and I am with you." That post was co-signed by several players, including Becky Sauerbrunn, Lizzie Horan, and Abby Dahlkemper. That prompted an apology that Corbin Albert posted on her Instagram story, and again, I'm going to read that in full. She says, quote, "I want to sincerely apologize for my actions on social media. Liking and sharing posts that are offensive, insensitive, and hurtful was immature and disrespectful, which was never my intent. I'm really disappointed in myself and deeply sorry for the hurt that I've caused to my teammates, other players, fans, friends, and anyone who was offended. I truly believe that everyone should feel safe and respected everywhere and on all playing fields. I know my actions have not lived up to that, and for that, I sincerely apologize. It's an honor and a privilege to get to play this sport on the world stage, and I promise to do better," end quote. That apology hasn't done much to help smooth things over with her women's national team teammates. A slew of the players on the current roster unfollowed Albert on social media, and it has created a mess for U.S. soccer as this camp opens. This team, which is normally very close-knit and unified in their movements, now have to deal with this as a team. It's a privilege to play on a national team, and teammates may have beliefs that differ from each other. That's a part of the process. However, hate cannot be something that you hold in your heart and outwardly proclaim while hiding behind your faith. It just can't. Not in this society, and most certainly not on this team. This team has been at the forefront of standing on business and advocating and fighting for LGBTQ plus people all across this country, especially transgender people. They have never wavered in their support, and they have moved officially in public and private to make that a safe space. Many players on the team have been LGBTQ, and they know that on the team they are tight-knit, and that safe space was always protected because everyone on the team knew that they were on the U.S. women's national team with the best players on the planet, and they were going to be inclusive of everyone on the team, their family, friends, and the fans who support them, and even those who didn't. That safe space was certified, and now that safe space has been violated by the actions of a relative newcomer who has a bright future in soccer, but the fact that Corbin Albert would be so proud as to repost content that targeted the safety of the LGBTQ community is something that she will have to answer to with her teammates and with fans who have lost respect for her because of her ability to boost those hateful comments with pride. And doing it under the mask of faith is a cop-out because a lot of people share the same faith as Corbin Albert. And if you read any holy book, there's no section on how to hate because it's not a part of faith. Faith is community building, not hate filling. And I wish she or anyone else would not try to present their hate as faith-based because it's not. It's far from faith-based. And they should not use it as a crutch to try and get away with their hateful and hurtful rhetoric. And then there's also the liking of a post that is targeted at one of the legends of U.S. soccer and a beloved figure on the women's national team in such a hateful way. A teammate liking a post that laughed at her career ending due to a nasty injury is something that I'm thinking the team just cannot sit by and let happen. Because it's Megan Rapinoe. That whole locker room is there because Megan Rapinoe went to war to advocate for their safe space and their humanity and their equality. Stood on the front lines every single day and faced all those people who made her the face of what they thought was wrong with America, drew the ire of the former president of the United States and other political leaders for simply existing, was ridiculed for ending the World Cup with that penalty miss, and laughed at again for going down with the injury 6 minutes into the NWSL final, her final game as a player. It's one thing for the nameless corner of the internet to do that. It's not acceptable at all, but the team can ignore the troll under the Twitter bridge or the deepest corner of the internet. Corbin Albert is now bringing that into the locker room that Megan Rapinoe fought all those wars for so many years for each of those players, and she will probably have to answer for that too. Wishing serious injury upon anyone on the team is bad, but she chose to do it with the one player that sacrificed her own soccer future to kneel for Black people's civil rights because other people on the team feared reprisal. She was held back from the team for a while because of that. She fought for gender equality and pay equality to have women's sports be more accessible on TV and for more resources to be pumped into the women's game. And she won just about all those battles, not just for the players that were in the locker room with her, but for the ones that would come after she was done, and that includes Corbin Albert. Corbin Albert is probably going to have a nightmare of a time on the national team during this window, but she needs to first show public contrition and something more than an apology on Instagram stories that disappeared after 24 hours. She has to want to unlearn some of the hateful rhetoric she was so proud to share and her family was sharing, and she has to take several steps to do that. Finally, she has to rebuild the trust with her teammates. That will be a process that involves everyone, and together, they're going to have to rebuild the safe space that she violated with her beliefs. There's not a lot of time to do that, so in more ways than one, the U.S. Women's National Team has the work cut out for them this week, and no one has more work to do than Corbin Albert. That would do it for episode 131 of the USA Soccer Cast. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to follow us on Twitter, and we're on YouTube as well. Find us on both at USA Soccer Cast. Subscribe, rate, and review our episodes. It really helps, and it's greatly appreciated. Don't forget, we have affiliate programs with a ton of places to get you the gear you love and help you travel to see your favorite teams play or watch them from the comfort of your home. We have partnerships with Homage, Fanatics, Kitbag, ESPN+, Fubo TV, Paramount+, Hilton, Marriott, United, and so much more. Head to our Linktree, linktree.com/USASoccerCast to learn more. Click the links to those sites and support the show in the process. We'll talk to you again soon, y'all. Peace.